This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
We're going to speak this very moment to Jan Vermeulen, editor-at-large for mybroadband.co.za. Jan, as always, thank you for chatting to us this afternoon.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes, I've got to tell you, I'm going to own up and admit ignorance. MTN disputes security flaw allowing secret subscriptions. What are secret subscriptions, Jan, and what are the facts?
So this is our ongoing coverage with respect to so-called WASPs, wireless application service providers in South Africa, that exploit loopholes in operator systems to basically commit what amounts to the same thing as debit order fraud, except instead of it happening on your bank account, it happens on your cellular account, right? So you get subscribed to these 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand a day services.
Yeah.
And they provide you, hopefully a service that you don't want, but sometimes no service at all. They just take your money. And so this is part of that ongoing coverage. Vodacom has felt the main brunt of the complaints this year, but MTN is not immune. And a industry insider came to us with information and a demonstration of weaknesses in MTN's system. Like, we have video evidence showing this in action. And MTN came back to us and criticized our coverage and said that, you know, this the hack, for lack of a better term, that this industry insider demonstrated is not, you know, it doesn't demonstrate an actual typical use case. And so this is not something that would realistically happen in the real world. And so we went and dug further and tested a whole bunch of scenarios, right? So we tested stopping halfway through the subscription process, canceling a subscription, receiving an error message during a subscription, to see what happens with respect to you know, MTN's WASP subscriptions that you know result in potential problems. And so we then went back to MTN and said, look, here, according to our tests, it shows that these subscriptions are active on our accounts, even though they have failed for whatever reason, but you're not actually deducting money. So what's going on here?
Yeah.
And MTN said, oh, okay. So this was a classic example of a misunderstanding and perhaps a bit of bad faith, unfortunately. But MTN then said, yeah, so they've got a system in place that allows you to resume your WASP subscription if it's failed midway. But the whole thing isn't particularly clear. So it looks like you've got these active WASP subscriptions on your account, but you're not actually being billed for them. And, you know, there was some error somewhere in the sign-up process. So there was quite a bit of confusion between us and MTN there. Hopefully this article helps clarify what's going on there, and so that doesn't happen in future. But the bottom line is that we investigated the MTN systems. It doesn't seem as though there is an easy way for these WASPs to come in and steal your airtime. And hopefully MTN will make it clearer how this whole resume active subscription thing event works, because it was super confusing.
Talking about hacking, and not just anybody, in fact, the Minister of Communications and Digital Technologies, no less, Stella Ndabeni-Abrahams, what's the backstory to her WhatsApp hack?
Yeah, this is something that frustrates me to no end, is when someone says their WhatsApp has been hacked, because that's a pretty stern claim. WhatsApp is owned by Facebook. And so even before WhatsApp was owned by Facebook, to say WhatsApp has been hacked in some way has tremendous consequences. And so you can't just say someone's WhatsApp has been hacked without providing some kind of context about what you mean. And in this case, it was just sort of a throwaway comment that the Minister of Communications spokespeople made, and said, you know, that they're going to take action against anybody who has obtained information unlawfully. Like, it was very vague statements and very vague threats. I'll give you an idea about what I think might be happening here. The bottom line is we went to a security professional, Dominic White, who is now, who's the team lead at SensePost, which is now part of Orange Cyber Defense here in South Africa. And, we asked him, so what does this mean? And he says, okay, so, this is a bit of speculation on his side as well, because there's no information, but he can see five basic scenarios here about what the minister could mean when she said her WhatsApp has been hacked. Someone has either physically copied messages from her device. There's been some kind of SIM swap fraud, but that would be noticed. So that's not something that would happen, you know, over a period. It would be noticed immediately. Access to the WhatsApp web. So for those who haven't seen that yet, you're able to connect the WhatsApp on your phone to a piece of software running on either your web browser or on your PC. That's a thing called WhatsApp web. So you can chat, you know, and type using a normal keyboard, and on your PC, but your phone lets you know when there's an active WhatsApp web session active. So that should have been noticed if that was the case. Then the fourth option is that perhaps her cloud backups were accessed through some sort of social engineering attack. We've seen that happen with iCloud leaks. And then perhaps they're referring to malware on her device of some sort, which allowed the attacker to see the WhatsApps on her phone or somehow, you know, gain access to her phone itself, you know, using malware, to see what's happening on her screen or even take control of a screen, something like that. But it's not clear which of these is meant when the minister says that her WhatsApp has been hacked. And so I promised you that I'd give some speculation about what I think I might think is happening here. And because of the way this is worded now, and because of the dubious the amount, let me rephrase that. Because of the amount of negative reporting that's been happening around the minister of late, I would not be surprised if someone has taken WhatsApps from the minister's phone with the aim to leak that to the press. And now the minister is kind of rattling her saber going, if the contents of those WhatsApp messages make it into the public domain, then we will take legal action because that stuff was gathered illegally. And so this is me just speculating in lieu of any further information. It might not be a media thing. That information might be, you know, might come out someplace else, which might be damaging to the minister, and which is why she's issuing vague threats about it. But the fact that there was a vague public threat about her WhatsApps being compromised and that information, you know, coming to light somewhere will result in legal action. It makes me incredibly suspicious. As much empathy as I have for someone who has been the victim of an attack like this, it also makes me immediately suspicious that it started, it came with a threat. It suggests that the information that was stolen was potentially quite sensitive.
We're going to leave it there, Jan. We're out of time. Just your homework for next week when we chat is the Netflix documentary, The Social Experiment. I really would value your input on that one. So,
Gladly.
There's the
gladly,
homework.
Gladly.
Thanks as always, Jan.
Have a great evening further.